guess what?
What, what?
The baby laughed right out loud.
That's nice.
You said the baby laughed right out loud?
Yes, and it was so cute, you should have seen it. And it wasn't an accident. I made a funny face and he laughed at it. Isn't that intelligent?
Oh, honey. I wish I'd seen him.
Well, come on, I'll make him do it again.
You think he will?
Sure he will.
Yeah?
Yeah. Come on. Now, you just watch. Come on, honey.
Hiya there, old man.
Oh, here we go again. Now, you watch.
All right.
Well, he laughed before. Well, maybe that face wasn't funny.
He's a great audience, this kid.
Well, I'll get him. Pekingese dog.
That pan Ricardo.
Hey, honey, cut that out. You're gonna scare the kid to death.
Honey, put your face back where it belongs.
That's very funny.
Is that any way for you to act?
How about some lunch, huh?
I'll be right with you. Can't you do what Mama wants you to do, huh?
You got a sink to be fixed? Hey, Rick.
Oh, hi, Fred. Just a minute, will you? Just a minute.
Boy.
What's so exciting?
All those Indians you used to have in this country. The stories about them will really make your blood curdle.
Cuddle?
Yeah, cuddle.
Oh, cuddle. I thought you meant like in that song, curdle up a little closer.
Oh.
What are you reading that kind of stuff for anyhow?
Well, Lucy wants me to study American history, so I'll be a good father for the boy. And you know something? He gave me a wonderful idea.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. I'm putting on a show at the club, an Indian show.
Oh, fine. Hey, you got a job for me in it?
Well, you don't look like the Indian type to me, Fred. You look more like the plumber type. Which reminds me, I got a sink in the kitchen that needs fixing.
All right, okay.
I'll be right with you. Hello. Oh, I got it, honey.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, hi, Jerry. Yeah, you find the Indians? Two of them. Good, yeah. That's what we need. Okay, look, Jerry, I tell you what. Send them over to my apartment this afternoon and I'll look at them, eh? Okay. Thank you. Goodbye, Jerry. Okay, I give up. Where are you supposed to be?
Me, hip good Indian. Me do em soft moccasin dance for you. How you like them?
Stink 'em. Look, Fred, they gotta be real Indians. I'm sorry, old man. I got a couple of them coming over here this afternoon.
Coming over here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, listen, how are you going to keep Lucy out of the act?
Lucy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all over with. Lucy's a mother now. She's perfectly happy just staying at home and taking care of the baby.
This I got to see. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Fred.
Oh, Lucy.
What?
I was just telling Fred that since you had the baby, the thought of being in show business has completely left your mind. Hasn't it?
Yep, it's gone.
See, says you can't hear about the new show.
New show? What do I do?
I thought it had left your mind.
Well, it had, but you opened the door and it flew right back in. Ricky, what'll I do? What'll I do? Sing?
No.
Dance?
No.
Tell jokes?
No.
Play my saxophone?
No.
Walk around, look beautiful like a showgirl? Da-da-dee-da-da.
Down, girl. Down, girl. Down, girl. Little mother.
Now, Ricky, it's been a long time since I even asked you to be in one of your shows.
Yes, I remember the last time. And you said it was going to be your swan song.
Well, it's time for that swan to hit the comeback trail.
The swan's got a little ham in it.
You keep out of this.
Look, I want you to understand this. You cannot be in this show or in any other show.
Give me one good reason.
I'll give you one good reason. You're a mother.
I have just as much talent now as I had before the baby was born.
That makes two good reasons. Your public is waiting for you in there. I guess I better call up and cancel those auditions. Huh?
What's the show about?
Never mind. Goodbye there.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, are you leaving?
Fred, I'm going to go down to the club and call Gary.
Oh.
And tell him to switch the auditions down there.
Hey, I got a great joke you can use.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you know the one about the Indian that had to sleep in the hotel lobby because he didn't have a reservation?
No. How's he go?
Never mind, you wouldn't like it.
Sophisticated stuff these days. Those were very exciting times. I'm glad I didn't live in them. Listen, listen to this. Then the silhouettes of the Indians appeared on the horizon. The pioneer men pushed the women and children back into the wagons. Imagine being alone out on the prairie, thousands of miles away from any help. Imagine that.
Yeah.
The Indians crept closer and closer. Fire-tipped arrows pierced the canvas of the first wagon. Women fainted. Children screamed. The Indians were almost upon them. They could see their fiendish faces, hideously painted, grotesque in the light of the leaping flames. There was a lull as the last groans of the dying men faded. Suddenly, to the ears of the cowering women and children, out of the stillness of the night, broke the sound of an Indian war cry.
Oh, my God.
you a minute. I never thought I'd see you crack up.
Something?
No.
These guys are actors.
Actors?
They're going to be in Ricky's new show.
Ooh.
They should have gone down to the club. Why'd you slug them?
What?
Why'd you slug them?
Why'd we slug them? Oh, I was reading a book about Indians and writing the most exciting part. They came in and we just got carried away.
Well, if they're hurt, you might get put away.
Oh, let's see then. Help him up, Fred. Help, we'll help you up.
Mr. Indian,
come
here
on,
you are.
Come on.
Here you are.
Chief.
Okay. Oh, me heap sorry, me smack him on Coco.
Huh?
Oh, you speak English?
Certainly I speak English. What he's trying to do, murder me?
Oh, no. No, I'm terribly sorry. We thought you were someone else.
Well, ain't this Ricardo's place?
Yes, yes. Ellen, you're supposed to get on the Tropicana Club. Are you all right?
Well, I guess we'll live.
Man, these auditions are getting tougher every day.
Listen, I'm Mrs. Ricardo, and I promise that you'll both get the job if maybe you'll just forget about this.
Well, okay.
Oh, thank you.
Come on, Hyman.
Oh, they were real friendly Indians.
Yeah.
Oh, so the show has an Indian theme, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hey, I played Hiawatha in a school pageant once. By the shores of Gitchigumi, by the shining big sea water, stood the wigwam of Nick. Ethel, will you stay with baby while I go to rehearsal?
No, she won't.
Why won't I?
Well, because Ricky just called and he wants us to come down to the club. He's got a job for us in the new show.
He has? Oh, that's wonderful. I'm sorry, Lucy. I'll see you later. Oh, yeah, maybe you will.
Huh?
Well, I might just stroll down to the club with the baby this afternoon.
Stroll down? It's miles down there.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. It's too far.
Well, so long.
Bye.
Bye.
That step. Now let's take the whole thing from the top.
Oh,
wait a minute, Rick.
No,
my
I
back's
couldn't do
broke.
It again, Ricky. I'm
I've
too
had
tired.
It.
I couldn't go through.
Well,
it.
You characters, you want to be in show business and you're the one who rehearsed.
Oh,
why don't
my
you get
feet.
A whip?
Oh, my feet.
All right, okay. You go over the table and rest for a while. I'll try the other number. Pepin, you go take a smoke. Go ahead. All right, let's try the waters of the Minnetonka. Is that the name? That's right. All right. I want to try the moon effect, too, so get ready with the light, boys. Juanita, you ready?
Okay, Rick.
Marco, ready? Here we go. I'll give you two, huh? One, two.
Song.
Watch it now, this is gonna freak you getting up here, you know?
Your voice sounds wonderful.
Thank you. That's nice, boys. Nice and soft like that, you know? Now listen, we got a lot of work to do because we got to open this thing tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon?
That's right.
Who ever heard of a nightclub open in the afternoon?
Well, the place is sold for a benefit, a women's club benefit. Besides, it'll give us a good chance to break in the act.
Gee, Ricky, that's the only time I've got to spend with my baby.
Well, honey, you'll make some extra money. You can buy the kid a defense bond, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, let's see. What kind of an act can I get to fill in while I change my costume for that peace pipe number?
Well...
By the shores of Gitche Gumee, by the shining big sea water, on the wigwam of Nokomis, daughter of the moon, Nokomis. Right before it, beat the water, beat the clear and sunny water, beat the shining big sea water. Dark before it, loomed the forest, gloomed the black and gloomy pine trees, gloomed the firs with combs upon them. There the wrinkled old Nokomis nursed the little Hiawatha.
As I was saying, what kind of an act can I get to do? Look, you know what my answer is, and I don't want to hear another word about it.
Honey, you didn't even give me a chance to show you what I can really do.
Well, why don't you leave your name and address with the secretary? Come on, let's check our costume. Let's go. We've got a lot of work. Let's get moving here.
Juanita. Juanita, it sure is a shame you can't spend any time with your baby tomorrow afternoon. I know just how you feel now that we have a child. Uh-huh. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could figure out some way that the show could go on and you could still spend time with your baby?
Be terrific.
Well, now, if we just put our heads together, I'm sure that we're going to be able to...
Ladies, and now we like to give you our version of one of the most beautiful Indian numbers ever written, The Waters of the Minnetonka.
You are.
lockdown.
Lockdown.
In love.
In love.
Ways right.
Who's taking care of the baby?
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.
This is the CBS Television Network.